We're doing Iyov, we're up to the 7th chapter, Pasuk Dalet. And Iyov has been describing how his friends haven't stood by his side, and they're blaming him, they're saying it's his sin that caused him to suffer like this. And Iyov says, you know how much I've suffered? You know, you tell me where I'm saying wrong. You guys just are taking God's side because you're scared of taking my side. But the truth is, how much life do I have? Eliphaz, you told me that I should hold out hope, it'll get better. Well, there ain't that much time for it to get better. And I spend my life in such suffering, says Iyov in Pasuk Dalet, Im shachavti ve'amarti matai akum umidad arev ve'savati nidudim adei nashef. When I go to sleep, I'm in such pain, I tell myself, when will the day come? Maybe then I'll have a little bit I'll have a break, a little bit of respite from the suffering. And then I spend all day hoping, let night come, maybe night will be better than the day. He says, my suffering is so difficult that at every moment I'm hoping, maybe, when the times change, it'll get better. Maybe at night the fever will let up. Maybe at night the boils will let up. At night I tell myself, boy, lying here and suffering is so terrible. Maybe by day it'll get better. Iyov saying, I'm living a nightmare and I'm suffering so much. You know, I told you, Eliphaz, life is limited. It's not like I'm going to live for eternity. So how can I look to the future and say, well, it'll get better? You said the wicked, ultimately they collapse. And they could collapse in a second. The righteous, even if they suffer, ultimately it'll get better. Well, you know what? How do I spend my life, says Eo? I spend my life wishing I'd collapse. I wish I had the solution that the wicked have. You say the wicked, they die in a second. Well, I wish I'd die in a second. I'm spending day after day, night after night in this suffering. How can you tell me that God is watching over what's happening here, and this is for my benefit, and a little bit of suffering, and then everything will get better? Well, you know what? The lot that the wicked get, like you said, that they just die and disappear in a second, unexpectedly, suddenly they vanish. I wish I had that. The tzaddikim are much worse off here. If for being righteous we end up suffering like this, well, what's the point? How much time is left? How could it be that God is watching over the world and this is what's happening? Lavash besari rima vegush afar ori raga. He says, I'm covered with boils. I have so many wounds on my body that I have worms already eating away at my flesh. And it's as though I were earth. Lavash besari rima. My flesh has been covered with different vermin. Vegush afar. It's as though I were already half in the grave, as though I were covered with earth. Ori raga vayimaes. My skin has cracked and now it's melted. And Eov isn't exaggerating. His suffering, the Satan has put his focus on Eov. And now Eov is suffering every possible suffering. Our sages say that as bad as Eov had it, the Satan had it worse because he was given a job that was almost impossible to make Eov suffer so much and not die. Meaning these were the Satan was bringing Eov to the limit of pain. The Satan is doing everything he can to make Eov suffer, but not die. Yamai kalu mini areg vayichlu be'efes tikva. My days, says Eov, have gone like the string that's being woven gets caught between. You know, when you weave, you have the shti and the erev. You have what's called the hem and the hor. The when you weave, you have strings that go straight, and then the string that goes across the strings. In weaving, you have let's say 10 strings that go across the loom. And let's say every odd string goes up, 1, 3, 5, 7, 9 goes up, and every even string goes down, and then the string that goes horizontally goes across all these vertical strings. And then you switch them, and that string gets caught. It's as though the string now goes up and down and up and down, and then you put down all the odd strings, bring up all the even strings, and throw the string back. So that's how you weave. So the loom, what the loom does is picks up and brings down the strings, the odd and the even strings. Shti is the one, the strings that go through the loom, and Erev are the strings that cross them, that go back and forth. Yeah. So Eov says, Yamai Kalu, the days where things were decent, the days when things were good, they passed quickly, mini areg, from the weaving. Eov says, just like when you weave, so you keep throwing the string back and forth quickly, so too my good life passed so quickly, and now they're finished with no hope. He says, I have no hope to get back to where I was. My children died, my wealth is lost, and my health is gone. He says, I'm in such a terrible state, I can never hope to get back to my to the good life, to the political clout, the wealth, the family. I have no hope for that. Zechor ki ruach chayai lo tashuv eini lirot tov. And he says, now remember that I my life is but a spirit. I don't have eternal life. He says, my life is ki ruach chayai. My life is the spirit. Lotashuv eini lirot tov. I won't come back to see what's good, because that's it. I don't have that much. I can't have that much left to live. Now over here, according to one understanding, he's talking to God now. He stopped talking to Eliphaz, and he's turning his face to heaven, and he says, God, if it's like Eliphaz claims, that you've given me these afflictions to clean me of sins, to make things better for me, then till when? Till when do I have to wait for things to get better? Remember that my life is not eternal, and I'm going to die soon. I'm going to pass like a fleeting wind. And if so, what are you waiting for, God? There ain't going to be so much, there's not that much time left for me to see what's good. I'm going to die before it's time to see good. Lo teshureini ein roi ein echavi veineni. And soon I'm going to be at the point where lo teshureini will not see me. La shur is to see, like we saw in Mishle and in Tehillim. Lo teshureini will not see me. Ein roi, the one who looks at me. He says, I'm going to die and get buried. So if you want to do good for me, I'm almost at the point where no one's going to see me. I'm going to be gone. I'm going to die. So God, if your plan is like Alifa says, that this suffering is to cleanse me of sin and then it's supposed to get better, let it get better, because there ain't that much time left. And at that point, I'll be lo teshureini ein roi. He who looks at me won't see me, because I'm going to be buried. Einechavi veineni. Take a look and I'm gone. So if you put your eyes at me to do good, I won't be around to do good for me. So if there's still good to come, then let's have it now. Einechavi, but you, God, will put your eye in me, veineni, and I won't be around to receive all the good. Kala anan vayelach, ken yored sheol, lo yale. Just like a cloud that passes and it's gone. Kala anan vayelach, ken yored sheol, so to he who goes down to the grave, lo yale, doesn't come up. And Chazal say that here, Eov was kofer in triat amitim. Eov went against one of the basic faiths of Judaism, and that is that there is an afterlife. Eov saying, if it's still going to get better, well then let it get better here. Let it get better soon, because I'm about to die. And that was a mistake, because it doesn't have to get better here, there's an afterlife. That's one of the answers to Eov's claims. It doesn't end when you hit the grave. Eov talks as though all of life is here and now. And all of life is not. Now, it's very normal that when a person's in pain, all he could see is the here and the now. But one of the things that helps a person have hope is the fact that he knows that it ain't over now. Our life is not but a fleeting wind, like Eov says. So that's here we have one of the keys to Yov's mistakes. Yeah? Okay. Lo yashuv od leveito velo yakirenu od mikomo. A person does not come back to his home, and the place where, which was his place, they won't recognize him again, because once he goes into the grave, he ain't coming back. Gam ani lo echsochti adabera b'tzar ruchi asicha b'nar nafshi. Yov says, you're not letting me go, I won't let you go either. I still have what to say. Yov says, if the afflictions, either Yov's talking to Eliphaz, that seems to be the way Rashi's going, that everything Eliphaz said until now is focused on, everything Yov said until now is focused on Eliphaz. The Metzudo seems to be going with that Yov is talking, he's talking to God now. He says, being that you haven't stopped afflicting me, and I have no hope, it's not like it's ever going to, that there's that much time for it to get better. So I also won't stop talking. If I'm suffering, so let me at least talk about what's happening, and worse comes to worse, or whatever will happen, it's over anyways. What? Okay, let me at least complain. I don't think he means let me at least complain. I think he means I have claims against you, God. And if I'm going to continue suffering, so let me at least talk. Let me spill out my heart. He says, "I what do I have to lose at this point? I'm suffering as much as I can suffer. So if I'm suffering, I'm going to lay out my claims. Hayam ani imtanin kitasim alai mishmar. Am I a sea? Am I a fish to be hunted that you put over me a trap?" Meaning, Eov says it's as though you've put a trap. You focused on making me suffer. I can't get out of this situation. There's no cure for my suffering. So Eov says, "You limited the sea. You put sand around the sea that the sea can't overcome it. You am I like that? That you surrounded me in a way that I can't get out of my suffering?" Our sages say that also the Leviathan is some sea animal that if it would ever be able to get out, it would destroy the world. So the Tanin and the Yam, these are two things that could destroy the world. So God puts them in watching, so to speak. God put the sand to hold back the sea, and God took care of the Tanin to ensure they don't destroy the world. So Yov says, am I like them? That you put me in this situation where I'm watched, I'm in constant suffering. Ki amalti tenachameini alsihi yisa v'sichi mishkavi. I said to myself, you know what? The one comfort I'll have is when I go to sleep in bed. You know, at least that's one place where I could forget my pain. The one thing who could take all my suffering is my pillow. At night, I'll give over my suffering. I'll speak to my pillow, so to speak, in bed. Eov says, I figured at least I'll have one place where I'd be able to take a break when I go to sleep. And even that you don't give me. V'chitatani v'chalomot u'mechezyonot teva'atani. So what do? Eov says to God, you don't allow me even that respite of sleep I don't get. Because when I fall asleep, I have nightmares. I get up in cold sweats. So night after night, I'm plagued with these nightmares. And according to one understanding, his nightmares were that he relived the suffering of the day. His mind was so focused on his pain that that's all he could think about in his dreams as well. So Eov says, I don't even have that break of sleep. I can't even escape the pain. Vativchal machanach nafshi mavet me'atzmotai. Yov says, and so I'd rather die of strangulation, and I'd rather that than to continue living with my bones with this suffering. Vativchal machanach nafshi, I choose strangulation. I'd prefer mavet, death, me'atzmotai, than living with these bones. Maasti lo leolam echye chadal mimeni ki hevel yamai. And I always feel like in this pasuk, Eov gets personal. Meaning, until now, everything Eov said was in a roundabout way. And here, I always feel like this is one of the most powerful psukim in Eov's discourse. Eov turns to God and he says, I am disgusted. I'm disgusted with my life. How much do I have left to live? Not much. How much suffering? Tremendous suffering. So Eov says, I'm disgusted. I'm not going to live forever anyways. Let go of me. What are my life? Ki hevel yamai. It's just a passing, fleeting. What is my life? It's nothing. So just let go. I always felt this is like the pasuk in which Eov is turning to heaven as though they have him in a headlight. He's in a torture chamber and he's saying, just let go of me. I always felt this pasuk where he says, chadal mimeni, let go of me. As though, you know, like a little brother who's being tortured by the big brother. Ma enosh ki tegadelenu v'chi tashit elav libecha. Eov says, until now, I've been arguing with you, Eliphaz, going with your understanding that God watches over what's happening here, that God knows my suffering, and so I've turned to God and said, God, let go. Why do I have to suffer so? But Eliphaz says, but in my opinion, I don't believe in all that. Can't be that God's watching over what's happening here and I'm suffering like this. What is this human being that you think that he's so important that God would look over him? You think that, what's a human being? My nosh, what is humanity? That you, Eliphaz, make him into this great thing. You think God turns his heart to humanity. God has time to take note of every individual. Vatifkedenu livkarim lirgaim tivchanenu. This is it's interesting how Chazal learned this pasuk. The simple understanding is, and does God check a person out every morning and check every action he does? Is that the honor of heaven that they keep an eye on what's happening here? That's the chat we've been going with. Chazal seemed to understand that Eov over here is talking literally. Eov is talking, how come God? We could understand this in one of two ways. Chazal have a discussion. How often does God weigh a human being? How often do we get judged? One opinion says only on Rosh Hashanah. Between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, that's the only time God checks us out. One opinion says every day. And that's this, that opinion, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, is based on this pasuk. But if kedenu livkarim, you check out man every morning, you check him out, lirgaim tivchanenu, you check him every moment. At every moment, God is deciding what we deserve. And the question is, are they mutually exclusive? Everyone agrees that we're judged to an extent on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So the question is, how does Hashgacha Pratit work? So that's a separate conversation. But the question is, how did Chazal understand this pasuk in its context? Did Chazal say, well, if Eov saying, how could it be that it's so, he was wrong, it is so. Or did Eov mean literally, how could it be that why do you do this, God? Why is it that you've made the human being so important, you take note of him? V'tifkedenu livkarim, you check him out every morning, livyogeim tivchanenu, based on each moment you test him, you decide how much he should, what he should deserve. How could that be? Not that Eov is denying it, but he's saying, why are you doing that, God? At any rate, Chazal say that this pasuk, "V'tifkedenu livkarim lirgeim tivchanenu," it teaches us that God does size us up time and again throughout the day and throughout our lives. Kama lo tishe mimeni, lo torpeini ad bil'i ruki. For how long, says Eov, will you not let me go? Kama, how long will it be? Lo tishe mimeni, that you don't let go of me. Lo torpeini, you don't give me pause ad bil'i ruki, to even swallow my spit. people saying, how long is this going to last? Now, that's one understanding. And another understanding is that if it's like you say, Eliphaz, God's watching over what's happening here, and this is all a punishment, so how long can it last? How much can it be that I deserve to suffer? How could it be? How long will it be that God will not let go of me? God won't even give me the slack to swallow my spit. How could that be? Chatati ma'ef'al lach notzer ha'adam lama samtani lemifga lach va'eye alai limasa. And here Eov comes to another pivotal philosophical point. Eov says, and if I've sinned, what did I do to you, God? Does it hurt you if I sin? Chatati ma efalach. What do I do to you if I sin? Can it be that I affect you? Now, you created man, right? So, lama samtani lemifgra. If you created me, why did you give me this potential to sin and then get hit? Why did you create me in such a way that I could sin, I could fall, and then you could beat me up? How come? Yeah, these are pivotal philosophical questions, right? Why do you give us b'chirah chofshit? You want us to grow, but then we'll get punished if we don't. Why? And Eov says, it's as though I weigh down on you. It's as though you created me to take revenge of me. Why? Wouldn't it be better if I just wasn't here? If you're really upset that I'm sinning, so then why'd you create me? Why, I hate my life. I don't want to live. I don't want to be here. And you, well, if I'm doing something that you don't like, then why'd you create me in the first place? Firstly, Eov says, "My father, what do I do anything against you? Am I hurting you when I'm sinning?" And secondly, if you gave me potential to sin, it's as though you created me to be your punching bag, because ultimately that's what I've become. And thirdly, he says, "And if we're so displeased with the way I'm functioning, with what I'm producing, so then why was I created in the first place? I'm weighing down on you. I'm weighing down on me. What's the point?" Ume loti safishi betavir et avoni ki ata leafar eshkav veshichaltani veineni. Eov says, and furthermore, you know what? I've suffered enough. So if you're not going to forgo my sin with all this suffering, if it's not going to get better, ume loti safishi, if you will not take off my sin, whatever it is I've done wrong, v'tavir et avoni, and pass up my sin with all this suffering, k'ata la'afar eshkav, so it's time, let me die. I'm almost there anyway, so let me die. V'shichatani ve'eneni, let me reach a point where if you look for me, I'm not around. I don't need the Eov saying, if you're, you punished me, I've suffered. So now, okay, isn't it time for me to die? Okay, so Eov over here has concluded his speech, which is primarily focused on Eliphaz. Eliphaz said, God's watching over everything that's happening here, and God will pay back. If a person is suffering, it's only a little bit of suffering. Ultimately, it'll get better, and it's for his own good. If I were you, says Eliphaz, I'd go with God. I wouldn't stand up against him. God's watching over what's happening here. And Eov responds to him. He says, if so, so how much time is left for me to get better? For me to have to benefit? And it's so much suffering, it's just not worth it. The wicked, so what if they get lost in a second? But what's the point? And Eov says to spend life day wishing he were dead, and life is limited. There's no hope for a great future. So he says, how could it be that that's the point, that ultimately it'll get better? And here we see one of the faults in Eliphaz's logic. It cannot be that the point is it'll get better in this world. That's what we said. That one of Eov's mistakes is that Eov's focused as though the world ends when I die. Right? So we're starting to see the mistakes in Eov's logic. The other point that Eov says is, how could it be it's beneath God's dignity to watch over what's happening here? And then Eov said, even if he is watching over what's happening here, so how much could God make it better? What did he create me for? So that brings us to the next question, which is what's really lying behind Eov's question, and that is, well, wait a second, so why were you created in the first place? What is Eov's perspective? Eov seems to think, I'm supposed to be a good person, and life is supposed to be good to me. And that's not a correct perspective, as we will see. Eov's getting upset. He's saying, I was good, if I deserved suffering, well, not this much. And Eov seems to feel, if you build this world as a closed circuit, what you do is what you get, and you get what you deserve. Well, Eov should have had a question long before he started suffering. That's just not the way the world is. That obviously is not the godly plan. What it is, we're still going to discuss. But the godly plan is not this closed circuit where, okay, you'll be good and everything will go good, and that's life. No. You'll be good, and who said it'll go good? That's part of the message of the book of Eov, that even a person who's completely good will not necessarily have it good in this world. This world is not where it's not the end all. We don't spend our life focused on the world to come, but at the same time, we have to recognize that the end all is not the good in this world. Furthermore, Eov is gauging good and bad based upon the way he's feeling at this moment. And there's still room to discuss whether that's really the way to gauge good and bad. Now, a person who's suffering at that moment, he says, it's bad, it's bad, it's bad. And we have to respect that he is suffering. At the same time, we're going to have to discuss whether Eov's outlook is a correct outlook, even in his gauge of what is good and what is bad. So we'll see. And Eov's last claim was, you know what? Even if, like you said, Eliphaz, I was supposed to suffer to cleanse myself of sin. You know what? I've suffered. How much more can I suffer, and how much time is left to get all that good that you, Eliphaz, are promising me? And this is the fault in Eliphaz's claim, that things will still get better for you, Eov. Hang in there. Who said? We don't have such a promise.